boys. This is Mistress Simone, and you can find me 2 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. I'd love to wake up with you. You can read about me at www.kinkyphonemistress.com. And of course, you can call me at 1-800-601-7259. I look forward to playing with you, hunting you down, and taking you tonight. I'll talk to you soon. Little cocksucker Daniel was a timid girl and blushed when I bought her a drink at the gay club. She was just learning how to get dressed up, but I commented on how beautifully she did her makeup, and she blushed slightly. She ran her manicured press-on nails through her pretty black curls. It had been obvious that it was a well-made human hair wig, but she wore it like she was born with it. Her legs were long and gave away a luscious ass any man would want to mount or rub against, much like my own. When I am picking up a sissy in a club, I many times feel just like a male, primal in my need to penetrate one. Yes, I know. I'm a strap-on femdom. What you don't realize is my aching need to put it on. I get such an incredible rush from feeling it bump against the mouth of a little cocksucker. I know I would enjoy the look of her brown eyes looking up at me as she knelt in my living room that night. I also knew by her body language that I would be getting what I most desired from her. I especially knew my boyfriend would love to feel her glamorous lips wrapped along his cock to fluff it for my body to enjoy. You see, cocksuckers like Daniel have so many uses in my world of gluttony and plenty. In my world, pleasure comes first and foremost. Life is to be lived for joyful bliss, and the world should cater to the needs of those I love and care about. I'm going to take my little drag queen and turn her life inside out. She will live and breathe like she has never done before. The colors will become more vivid, as will her mind. As I take her hand in mine and look deep into her brown eyes, she sighs deep, for she knows her world has indeed changed for the better. A little bolt of electricity runs through her body as I rub her inner palm. She jumps unexpectedly and giggles. She was not expecting me to be quite so powerful in my tantra sex magic. Just as you were not expecting when you started listening to this innocent little MP3 that you would be feeling a little bit tingly. But you are, aren't you? You can feel the energy in my voice as it runs through your body right this second. You can feel the longing creep up on you. You long to please me in such an irrational way. It's okay. It's okay to give in to your needs, dearest reader. Dearest listener, give yourself to me and be free. I'll speak to you soon. If you want to read what you just heard, then go to my blog. Once again, it's www.kinkyphonemistress.com.